Hello and welcome to my second episode of Whatever You Want in Roblox. So, I actually am going to be rating Adopt Me in this episode, and Adopt Me is a commonly rated world in Roblox. Though, it's one of the easy ones to get scammed in since you can trade. So, I'm going to be telling you some ways not to get scammed in it also today. So, let's get right in. So, Adopt Me is a kind of fun little world, and quite a bit of my friends play it too. And it's actually it's the only thing that a boy in my class does. So it's a very popular game, but I really don't get how, because you can easily get scammed. I got scammed today, and it was all my money in Adopt Me. So I was like, oh, dude, people could have paid for that. You just took their money. So what she did was she invited everyone on the server to go to her house for a party. And she said in the invitation, she had 10 rare pets she would trade. And so you had to quickly come. So she had us pay before she gave us the animals. And then right once me and the other girl that were left paid, she quickly left the world before she could give us our animals. And so we were like, well, that was rude. I think they should. So I was like, well, that was mean. And so the other girl said, yeah, she just scammed us. I think Adopt Me should fix that. And so she invited me to be her roomie since we were both scammed. And then later I found my friends. I didn't tell her about the scam. If you're listening right now, 123 Jelly Bean Q, I'm not revealing your real name online because I know lots of parents hate that. So 123 Jelly Bean Q, it was really fun playing with you. Don't go friending her unless you want to. I don't think she's allowed to. Got random friends. I don't think anyone's allowed to. Yeah, she said she wasn't allowed to, if I remember right. But anyway, scamming is something that they should fix. Because in Adopt Me, you can have a cash register and people can pay in it. So that's actually how she scammed us. She didn't have us go onto the trading thing. She had us pay in the cash register, which that is how people get scammed most of the time. And people will also set up like a lemonade stand or a hot dog stand and say, okay, if you want this ultra rare pet that is almost impossible to get, come buy 10 cups of my lemonade. You go over there, you buy 10 cups, and then they're like, oh, sorry, I gotta go now, bye. And then they just leave the world. And you're like, where's my ultra rare pet? Well, that's what happened to me, basically. They don't have any. They're just taking your money so that they can get one, when you could just save up your money and get one as an egg. So never, ever do a trade like that. Always make sure that they put something cool in. And then never pay in the cash register. Unless it's like someone, like the person that got scammed with me, since we became roomies in it, she had this cash register in her house. And I was like, I want to be nice. I want to give her some money because she paid so much more than me. Because I had only paid 350. She had to pay 700 because she had enough to get, she had enough to get, quote unquote, an ultra rare. I only had enough to get, unquote, or quote unquote, a rare pet. So I was like, I want to give her some money because she paid so much more than me. I'm so sorry for her. She probably spent her real money on those to get Robux to then pay. And so I was like, I'm so sorry for her. She just got scammed. And that girl probably just took away her real money. Like, people who do that, if you're listening to this, then just don't do that. That really can make someone sad because they could have spent some real money on that. Like, they could have taken, like, $10 out of their allowance and paid to buy those Robux that they then used to buy the, what do you call it? The little Adopt Me dollars. Which then, you're just taking someone's real money, probably. And that's not cool. So if you're one of those people who do it, stop doing that. If I had time, I would have reported her for it. But I don't know if I'm ever going to see her again. Just never trade with someone like that. Never trust something. I did not know that was a way to get scammed. And she seemed like a really nice person. But then she was just like, I got my money, time to go. Like, you had to. I have a feeling that other girl spent her money that she worked hard for on it. Just, that makes me really, really disappointed. Never fall for something like that. It will only just hurt you and the other person, because the other person is going to be, like, feeling bad later. Probably, I don't know. Just don't do that. That's really mean. You're basically taking someone else's money. Just robbing them. So, that's uncool. But then, the next thing to do to not get scammed is just don't go in that stuff. Only do the trades. So I was like, once some guy was like, pay me before you can have your animal at some other party before that. And I was like, no, you are not doing that. I know what you're up to. And I put like an exclamation point after that, because I was so mad. Like, what is up with people? That was like in one day. I don't know what is happening, but lots of people fall for those tricks. Just never fall for them. Some ways you can do it is just avoid doing stuff like that, or go in trade box and you both have to put something in, accept it, and then double accept, and then accept it again. Because that's how you do it. Now, so yeah. Just, sorry about that. That's a balloon. Nope. So, just never fall for things like that. It will really not be fun. Oh, I have float real quick. I want three batteries. Three! What is up with me? Okay, just make sure you never pay in the box thing, in the cash register. And so, Adopt Me is kind of annoying too, because my egg 2 times fell through the floor. And I had to leave the game to get it back, which was quite annoying, because when you leave the game, that only wastes your time. So, like, my egg, I would put it in the crib, and then when it was done resting, it would just, like, fall through the ground, and I couldn't get it back. I was, like, teleporting out of my house, like, walking out of my house. It teleports you. But it was really annoying. And then the egg is also quite needy. It's like, I want food, I want water, I want everything at once. And same with the animal. So, that's kind of annoying. But it's a really cute, vibrant game. So that adds up a point. So yeah, Adopt Me is just... how often people can get scammed in it is really annoying. And then how often people will just hurt others in it is annoying. But it's surprisingly a popular game. I don't know. Once I found my friend in it, I was having a better time. But after that scam, we were just like really sad because I had spent, all I had left was 15 bucks. Or like, that's all that I would have left. Because like, I paid $3.50, which I had then, before I had paid it, I had 365, yeah. So I was like, hey, what can I get for this? And then she was like, pay $3.50 and you can get a rare animal. And I was like, sure, let's do it. So I paid and then just like, it's not fun. There's no reason to do that, even though I say there's a reason for everything. There's not a reason to do that. Never. So don't do that. That's really, really annoying. And then, yeah, I know this was a very negative episode, but that's what Adopt Me is. It's quite negative. It's really sad. I mean, you think it would be all colorful and wonderful, but then, like, it's just, I don't get why so much people love it. And if you're one of those lovers, no offense. It's just, it's a really frustrating game. You get scammed so often that I don't know when you can't get scammed. But remember, never get scammed. That was just an eraser that fell off. Never get scammed. And I give Adopt Me a 1 out of 10. Like, you have to work really hard to get money. Your pets are really needy. And then the scamming problem. They need to fix that. So, yeah. I hope you guys have a good day, though. Remember to be yourself and never be anyone else. Or else, why do you choose to become you? Why didn't you become that someone else? But remember... never scam and Adopt Me. Remember, be yourself. Bye.